that you could use like you do today. We just use a plow and a horse. You plow it and you lay off your corn ground and put in your fertilizer and drop your corn and cover it. And then when it got big enough to plow, we went in there and plowed it out. And back then, people worked their corn to death. It didn't make so much to the acre. They didn't know no better.
What do you mean, worked it to death?
They plowed it till it got up silking out, making the ear. And so they just ruined the corn, kept the roots of the corn tore up. They learned better after that. They'd lay the corn by when it was up about, oh, something like waist high or level four. Lay it by and they didn't tear up them corn roots. It made as much again, three times as much corn to the acre.
When you're plowing and you want your horse to go, you know, right, how do you make sure he goes the right way?
You want to go to the right, holler G at him. And if you want him to go to the left, tell him off.
And when you want him to stop, what do you
say? Whoa.
And it's funny.
Want him to start, tell him to come up.
Come up.
Yeah.
And did you do anything else or just call these terms to the horses? Did you do anything else or just call these terms?
That's all you had to do. They learned it. The horses learned it. If you told them a haw, they turned to the left. If you told them G, they turned to the right.
What if you needed for him to back up some?
What is that?
If you wanted him to back up.
Sometimes you turn his back up, back, and you pull on your plow stalk and your lines, and he'd back up.
What did you do with the corn that you raised?
Well, generally, I fed most of mine when I was buying them mules and all. I'd keep it and feed them. And hay, raised hay. So I fed most of all I raised. Sometimes I'd 10 or 12 that I'd bolt, that'd feed. And I'd feed them pretty good after I got them late. Just before it was time to sell them, I fed them pretty good, get them in pretty good shape and to start to make the crop with. And whoever bought them, I was ready to go to work.
Well, did you have any other animals other than the horses and mules?
Hogs and cattle. I had a few cattle. We milked the cows there and got our own milk.
Tell me a little about the hogs.
Well, yeah, my hogs at that time, they run out in the woods. And they'd come in, we'd feed them some. And they got to where they'd come up every night, most of them. We had a lot of wild hogs in the woods. And long enough, all the neighbors would get together and go out and kill a bunch of them hogs. And we've had just us three there, we had a smokehouse, called a smokehouse, where we smoked our meat. And we've had it hung just full of meat as we could hang it up, had room for it. And I would say, my father peddled a lot. Stuff he raised on the farms around the mining camps. And I've seen an old gurney, it shut down. And they wouldn't allow him to pump the water out.